wanted to begin. This is September 11th, so I want to give the Divrei Torah dedicated to the Neshomas that died on that day. May the Neshomas go to the highest points of Gan Eden. All our learners should be Zechon Nishmas. You know, the Machaber writes in Siman Nun Dalet Sefaf that the bracha Mishtabach is not its own bracha. It's connected to Baruch Shomar, and therefore it doesn't begin with the word Baruch Atah. The Chabad Siv Beis points to the book ends with the words Cheolim, not Melech Melech Kishmachol. So the Chabad Siv Kimo Pas is that talking between the Shtabach and the Baruch of Yotzer Or is Aser. But some say for the sake of the mitzvah it's allowed. So Ramon writes, based on this latter opinion, some have a minute to raise tzedakah, money for tzedakah after Yishtabach. When doing so, you need to recite some sukkim or psukkim, and only then do you recite Kaddish. Because Kaddish can only be said after the recital psukkim. We all know that. Ramo adds that if you receive tefillin after Yishtabach or during the winter months, when the minyan begins early in the morning, in the Chazan times, it's so that the earliest time to put on tefillin falls out of the reach of Yishtabach, you should put them on with a bracha after Yishtabach. The Shabura adds that when you're donning your tefillin after Yishtabach, you'll not be able to finish before the Chazan's Kaddish. Better to wait and put your tefillin on after Baruchu. The Shabura adds that even the Chazan is allowed to put his tefillin on after Yishtabach and does not need to recite Sukkim for the Kaddish, but putting on tefillin is considered a short pause. The Ro adds, interrupting after Kiddush and certainly after Baruchu is Asur. The Shabura's Mazda that when the Chazan is Baruchu, he's declaring, let us pray to Hashem with the Baruch of Yotzer Or. Or if you are still in the middle of Tzuvah Zim, you do not need to stop and continue to recite Tzuvah Zim even after the answer Baruchu. It's a bracha right in the middle to his end. But Nevin saw Shlief of the Great Gaon, and the Yitzchak Yikari writes in the name of Shmuel Zalman, answering Baruchu while still in the middle to his Zuma, should have in mind you do not wish to start the bracha Yotzer Or yet. So if you're lagging behind and you want to answer Baruchu in the middle of to his Zuma, that's fine, but just have in mind you're not starting Yotzer Or. If you accidentally begin Yotzer Or without reciting Yishtabach, you're not allowed to go back and recite Yishtabach. Okay, once you start Yotzer Or, you're done. Now, the Vavya argues that Sfarim should recite between Yotzer Or and Avarava, or in between Avarava and Shema. Okay, so Lamai said that's an important thing and speaks to the halakha. So I want to speak about Kaddish now, okay? I want to speak about Kaddish and let's just begin it. We get this down and give them a Kaddish. What's Kaddish all about? You know, you're not supposed to ever talk in morning binyamin. You're not allowed to talk during Kaddish ever. It's usher to talk during Kaddish. It's just like Kedusha, okay? Now, the truth is, you shouldn't even daven. You should stop. You shouldn't even daven. You know how, like in Kedusha, you don't daven, you stop? You should stop during Kaddish. Now, the question is, do you stop from the beginning of Skadal until the end of Gamiram del Mabu Amei, or is it enough to stop to the end of the Yeshua Rabbah? Okay? That's a machlaik, it's following. But it's not right to daven during what? Not right to daven during Kaddish. At least from the beginning of Kaddish until the end of Gamiram del Mabu Amei, or until the end of the Yeshua Rabbah. Okay? Everybody got that? So let's start from the beginning about Kaddish. Where's the marker of Kaddish? The Gemara says in Brachas of Chacham Beis that Varnashim and Kedusha, words of holiness may only be recited in the minyan of 10 adult males. This is derived from the Gzeres Shavah of the word Tov, Tov. The Pasuk says, V'nitashti v'sof b'nei Yisrael, I shall be glorified among the Jewish people. And the Pasuk says, by the Meraglim, V'babu mitov ha'edah. Now, granted, one word is betok and the other word is mitok, but the core word is tok. Yes? So we say that Yeshua and Caleb were told to separate themselves from the 10 others. So whenever you see the word tok, tok means the concept of. Tov means the concept of 10. Yeshua and Kalev were directed to separate themselves from the 10 others. So when it says we sakinitashki the sof b'nei Yisrael, it also means 10. You follow me? You got that, Jerushov? It's tof, tof. Just as the 10 spies beside Yeshua and Kalev referred to as an Eda, a congregation, so to glorifying Hashem's name is only fulfilled among 10 men. So the Mechaber writes in Siman and Hei Sif Aleph that all Dovrim Shem Kedusha, including Kaddish, Kedusha, and Barfu, may only be recited in the minute of 10 adult males. That is the Makor, that we need 10 adult males. Allah Allah Maisa. Everyone got that?
What's the second place where it says Tov?
It says, Hibadu Mitoch HaEdom, and then it says in Sefer Leah, Kedashti Bitoch B'nei Yisrael. So it says, it means 10. Yes, Benjamin.
Where did Kedusha come from? Where did the word come
from? Well, some of them are psukim in the Navi. I guess the answer to this is older, but a lot of them are psukim from the Navi. Okay, so we see that you need to have what? We see that you need to have 10. And the 10, Lamaisa, do they consist of Machal and Shabbos or not? What do you say? You think a Machal Shabbos, Nick, can be counted in the minyan?
No.
Well, Moshe says yes.
Oh, yeah,
we
were up for a mitzvah. If it's still something, you can't make a bracha on it. Like, the bracha won't count.
Right, but who are the 10 spies? They were showing. And if they were counted as the marker of 10, so that's what Moshe says.
They didn't do
it
up there,
They were against Slander, Lashkara against a rant. Zoyoshev argues is it cannot be counted. So let's get that machlokes. So Aruch Hashulchan and Siman Hei Sifah is mindful that Kaddish was enacted following the desecration of Hashem's name that occurred during the Korban Bayis Rishon and the scattering of the Jewish people in exile. It is a prayer asking Hashem to return glory to His name with the return of the Jewish people to Eretz Yisrael. With the return of the Jewish people there to Israel and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we got that? So again, the Rosh Hashanah said the Kaddish was enacted following the desecration of Hashem's name that occurred during the Korban Bayis Rishon and the scattering of Jewish people in exile. It is a tefillah asking Hashem to return glory to His name with the return of the Jewish people there to Israel and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. That's really what it's about. Through that, a mourner's Kaddish is to elevate the Kedusha of the Niftar. But the purpose of Kaddish is to consecrate Hashem's name. So the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph writes that due to the awesomeness of the Kaddish, it is best to minimize the number of times a Kaddish said. I want you guys to get that. There's something called Ribui, not to be Marvin Kaddish. I'll tell you where it just came up. You know, we started the David Hashem Ori. So a lot of people want to know, should you say Kaddish between the Yom and the David Hashem and then say another Kaddish or not? So based on this principle of not are adding on to Kaddishes, you should say Aleim and then the David and then say the Kaddish. Yes?
Ron does like a lot of Kaddish.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think they added a lot of
Oh, yeah? Could be. I'm not sure. Rabbi Yoshu about a Machal Shabbos is to count him in a minyan. So he says it's wrong. That's why it's due to the awesomeness of the Kaddish, best to minimize the number of times Kaddish said. Therefore, he writes that it's wrong to gather together, say a few psukim, and then recite a Kaddish. Rabbi Yoshu advised is a desecration of Hashem's name. To recite Kaddish so freely multiple times. Very interesting. So both the Mishnah Berurah and the Hashulchan are against it. Yet the Mishnah Berurah and our Siman and Sifkat Nehei Simon Lubhays, he writes that a person should be careful to hear seven Kaddishes a day, every day that are part of the daily davening. Does that make sense? Let's think about it. You got two when? After Rabbi Shmuel, one, and one after the Mizmor Shir is two. You got a third one before your Shtabach, after your Shtabach. You have a fourth one after Tachanun. You have a fifth one after Valetzion. And theoretically, you have a sixth and a seventh after Alenu and the Yom. So you really have seven, right? On a regular chakras, if you go to Ashkenazic Shul and there's an oval saying Kaddish, you should have seven. And that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman and Hesek Kodesh. You got how many chazar over the seven? You got one after Rabbi Shmuel, one after Mizmor Shir, a third one after Yishtabach, that's three, a fourth one after Tachanun, a fifth one after Valetzion, a sixth one after Aleinu, and a seventh one after the Yom. You got me, Binyamin? So those are the seven. Yeah? Yes, go ahead, then.
The question was that, when the
Pastor Dalvin was saying, like, a little bit more Allah, then... Yeah. I could count as a Kaddish for a bottom. I do that between Milton and Myers. I don't do it during the week. I don't do it after the Shul. Because of this Mr. Brewer, you should minimize. But I feel like it's more of a, I do it between Milton and Myers because I give it to our Alaka. I feel like it's a little bit, I want to have a little bit more of a break between Milton and Myers. I don't like when they go Milton right into Myers, you know? Find it, you guys find that hard too? It's like, you know, it's hard enough to have Kavana for one short as we have two right after one another. It's not easy. That's why I think the draw, first of all, it's important to have a draw walk them for the Balabat. They can hear a minute or two of Kavanah. And if they don't, you know, it's a tough walk, you know. And then number two is that, you know, it gives you kind of like a mindset about, you know, this is Mincha, and now we have a what? Now we have a break. We return in the Kaddish Rabbanah, and then we go to Myers. Okay? All right. Let's continue this. Okay? There are four types of Kaddish that were enacted at different juncture points of view. Let's talk about each one. Okay, we'll go through this now, and then we'll break for Seder. Okay? It's a lot of guys are missing today. I don't know why. Okay, we got to go Viking today. There are four types of Kaddish that were enacted at different juncture points of view. Number one, Chetzi Kaddish. Does anyone know what Chetzi Kaddish is? What is Chetzi Kaddish? It's the what the chazan does. Prima Gordon Simon and Hey, I saw how it's cut off and Paz, he cut off Masbury. That the half Kaddish was enacted as a separation between parts of davening. Such as between Psukkah and Zimra and the Brachas of Shema. So it serves as a separation. And after parts of davening are defined as distinct mitzvahs, such as after the Amida, after Ashrei of Mincha. So it's a mitzvah to say it three times a day, or after laning. So what's the purpose of Chetzi Kaddish, guys? You tell me, what do you say? What's the purpose of Chetzi Kaddish? What's the purpose of Chetzi Kaddish? A break between units of tefillah, correct. Okay, think about it. Chetzi Kaddish is the break between the Psukkah de Zimra and Birkas Kriya Shema. Chetzi Kaddish after Asher, before Shmon Esrei, when we say it, is the break between Asher and specific times of day and the Shmon Esrei. So that's what the Chetzi Kaddish really is all about, okay? At Shabbos Mincha, have you noticed? You notice when Shabbos morning you say Kaddish after the laning? Why? Separate versus Achor. Do you do that at Shabbos Mincha? No, why not? Because there's no Achor. Excellent. Okay. There's no Haftorah. What's that, Benj? That plow, I just want to point out, is not 100% foolproof. Because at a time this is Mincha, we do have Haftorah and we still don't say Kaddish. You follow what I'm saying? That's a little bit of a difficulty. So he says, a Shabbos Mincha, no Kaddish was said after name, because the Kaddish was said immediately before the Amida, also applies to the laning and separates between it and the Amida. Come on. So the Kaddish before Shmon Esrei separates the laning in Shmon Esrei. And Shmon Esrei, so any Kaddish after laning and again before the Amida would be equivalent to reciting Kaddish twice in a row, which is bad. But if you have Haftarah, you got to separate it. I don't know why you don't do that on a kindness, though. You follow me? Yes, Ben, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Don't you say Kaddish after Monday Thursday?
Yes, we do.
It's
a good point. I think it's to separate it from the Ashra and the Valatzil. Okay? That's what you have to say. It's a good horror, though. A very good horror. Ben, you say, why do you say Monday Thursday? I think it's a separator from the Ashra that comes afterwards. Okay, that's number one. We got what Chatzi Kaddish is. What's number two? Kaddish Tiskabel. What does Kaddish Tiskabel say? What does that say? Who can tell me when does that say? No, it's said after Valatzil. Oh, they do?
I don't know,
that's how it was. If after Valatzil, you say Tiskabel. Or whenever Shacharis is completed and you're doing Musaf, like on a Rosh Chodesh, you say Tiskabel after the Hallow. To separate Shacharis, Tiskabel is a very moving line. You ask Hashem to accept your tefillos. So there's a Kaddish asking Hashem to answer the many requests we made during the Amida, and it's always recited towards the end of davening. In Pazin, Zikurov adds that since Slichus always contains numerous requests, the Kaddish Tiskabel is also recited after saying it. Like you say, a Kaddish Shalem is saying the Tiskabel, guys. Okay? People call it, I don't want to confuse it. Kaddish Tiskabel is of a Chazin, but it's a Kaddish Shalem for a Chazin. You know where we don't say Tiskabel? On Tisha B'Av. Because it says Sosim Filosim. And Hashem blocked up our tefillos, it says in Eicha. So we skip Tiskabel and Tisha B'Av. Most of Tisha B'Av, at least in the middle of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Funny, because if you close, sometimes, you know, as a Rav, you got to listen closer, because sometimes the Chazal skip the line, and you got to tell them, you know, don't skip it. If you're a Rav, you got to be attentive of the davening and the Chazal. In general, the davening, so no mistakes are made. That's the job of the Rav. Okay, so we covered Chatzi Kaddish from a Chazal. Usually it's a Chazal. It could be a Bar Korei. Then we have Kaddish Tiskabel, which is also by the Chazal. And what's number three? Kaddish Shalem, which is better known as Kaddish Yassel. What does Kaddish Yassel mean? The Kaddish of an orphan. A full mourner's Kaddish, of course, not saying Tiskabel. And the Shavu and Simitu Foundation come in as this Kaddish is said after the recital of verses from the Torah. The Shavu and Simitu moved out to come test. After Adam's Mirrors and Shabbos, there are three psukim that are added. I thought Hashem would do it in the Malo. There are many Megunim that only say Yeravnav Siti Alekha, since it fits with the tune, that immediately recite Kaddish or recite only the last three psukim of Minyan Malo. If this is a mistake, you're only allowed to recite Kaddish after saying three psukim. You have to say three psukim. At least three psukim. We're make when we say V'chen Shnei Pasukim, Machishim, and when we say Rav Shmuel. But Lamaisa, the Kaddish Shalom in Ashkenaz comes after the Yom, so that's not a problem. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, I think, like you said, in Yom, they said right after Adam Zemiris, so that's why you had a Chasham Agdula. Okay? It's not right to just say Yom Zemiris and then say the Kaddish. You need to say it after Hashem Agdula.
How did you come to
square
the time of the...
Mourner's Kaddish. Yeah. Mourner's Kaddish. But it must come after Psukim, okay? It's not right. If you're in Tisrael, they might say the Kaddish right after Adam Zemiris. Well, Adam Zemiris is not Psukim. You can't just say Yarav Nav Siki, which is the last word of going in the Kaddish. You have to say L'Chashem Ama, L'Chashem Adulu Agdulu, which is through Psukim, and then go into the Kaddish. Okay. Therefore, the Kaddish is said after the recital of Aleinu, since Aleinu is comprised of verses from the Tanakh. Did you know that? Yoshua wrote Aleinu. Additionally, it has become the minhag for an orphan to recite the Kaddish, and doing so is beneficial for the deceased. Okay? The Ramah and Simit, it's Mal of the Neshama. When I say Scottish, I think of my mom. I try to. We had her in the show. We should go hire folks to get her. And Ramon Simakufano de Sipes writes that even if there's no orphan present, it may be recited by an individual whose parents are alive, unless his parents would be upset by recital of Kaddish. But Moshe says you need permission. You're never allowed to say Kaddish if your parents are alive. You need reshus from them. Okay? Now, when my father was Mifter, my mom was alive, I didn't like saying Kaddish unless I had a fear. But now that they're both Mifter, I would imagine if we're in the minion after the Kaddish, 11 months is up, I would imagine that if we're in the minion and no Kaddish has been said, at least one should be said. So I would lean at her try to say that after I lay it on behalf of the Tzibur. All we gotta do is say one. The Shechter will do that when there was no Kaddish said. The recital, Piskechu writes that today parents are Makhdin and some with both living parents should not recite Kaddish Yosef. However, he writes in Sifkat Zayin that Kaddish through Rabbanu must be said after davening, and if there are no orphans, it should be said by the Chazan. But Mazam of the Shlomo also passes that those with parents should not recite Kaddish after Leinu, but in a minute where there is no Avel, at least Kaddish Rabbanu should be recited by the Chazan. Additionally, he writes that in a minute where there are no Avelim within their 12 months, but there are some present without parents, in order not to burden the Tzibur Kaddish, only the Kaddish after Aleinu, like you said, and the people of Akar should be recited. So the basic thing should be, if you're in a shul where there's no Aveilu, there should be at least two Kaddish said by the mourners. The Kaddish Rabbanim in the morning after Rabbi Shmuel, and a Kaddish Yosem after Aleinu at the end. You got it? At least two Kaddish. Kaddish Rabbanu is like the Talmud. The Talmud also passed away. Okay, and that's what I'm going to say now. Number four, the Kaddish Rabbanu, you should see the new downs of those passages of David Rabbanu Abram. The Kaddish Rabbanu is recited after words of Haggadah. Therefore, if people are learning the Shnayas, they would like to say Kaddish afterwards, they should make sure they learn some Haggadah. What do? The Kaddish and Akash Omer. Let's talk about the book of Zakat Yisrael. Think of Himalayan garments, Shanelmar. Hashem Chafetz Amman Shekel Yadim Teru Yadim. Then we go to the Kaddish Rabbanu. That's in the King Lincoln Bar. However, if they are learning Tanakh, they can recite the full Kaddish after learning just three Tzukim. But if only 10 adult men were there during the learning the three verses, even if they did not participate in the actual learning of Pesach, that's enough. So we got the different Kaddishes again. What are they? Everyone got them for now? Ketzi Kaddish, Kaddish Piskavo, two by the Chazan. Third is Kaddish Shalom, Kaddish Yosem. The fourth one is Kaddish Dorobono. You got it? Remember this for the rest of your lives now. And let's close with this, and I have to photocopy them because I wrote them up. We got a lot to do, guys. What should you do to try to clear up those abuses? The Yomim and, Yisrael and the Yomim and Meir. Can you guys run together? Everyone else has
a question? The beat asked me to pass.
Oh, okay. So the Yisrael will be Yomim, yeah? Okay. All right. Let's go. We got a lot to do this. What should you do? You can't be the tzifas, the situation. What should you do when two people in the congregation are reciting Kaddish and one reaches the Yinu Amein before the other? Should you answer Amein to the one who recited Yinu Amein first or the one who said it last? The Shabbat Batsim is that if they both reach Yinu Amein between Tokan and Yinu of one another, you can answer Amein to whoever you like. On the other hand, Ben Shavuot writes that if they finish going to one another, it's best to answer them the last one. Okay? But if there's a gap in time, Ben Shavuot and Yerov, each one of them, you should answer them to each one of them. Wow. So Mazar reported on the Shlomo, which sometimes is saying Kaddish quietly if there were others in Shul, reciting Kaddish, since answering our name by the Gila also goes on counsel and reciting quietly. So I guess he didn't want to, share someone else, share Yiddish. Okay. But Lamais, you know what I try to recommend as the Rav of the Shul? What does that mean? You have one guy that's sitting here today, guys. You have another guy up here. So most of the time, they're not going to get a consonant. So what do I say? Meeting in the minds. They both should meet at the shofar and then say the Kaddish together. Then you avoid the whole problem. Okay? It's not rocket science. Why do I do like this? Why don't I just say it? Because Dustin thought very Kaddish. Some Balabatu talk very Kaddish, and some talk, it's a bad thing. You can't talk very Kaddish. You can't talk to Davin. I'm telling you, the guys that train themselves in the shiva, they go up to be Balabatu and they don't talk. The guys that talk, you know, when you're a shul just talking a bad thing, is it a problem? It is. Bad. Well, it's a really bad thing. Thank God when I know a thousand times it's mostly not a problem, but sometimes, you know, they're nice guys, but it's just, you know, it's a certain, you know, mindset, you know, and the people want to be, you know, it's funny because you see how, like, you know, not just when your guys age, you know, I mean, you got to be strong. It's not easy, but everything is, like, you know, social, you know. Shouldn't be like that. You want to be accepted. You want to be in a certain crowd. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. You guys are, you know, in your 40s. You know what I mean? Don't you have enough self-confidence? You have to talk to the mice. And you talk. That's why you have a kid. That's why you have a kid. You have a kid. That's when you schmooze. You know what I mean? Schmooze after dominating. Certain sections, you got to have shlita. You're not going to talk. You want to be cool. The guys like that. I'm telling you. Even the age of 40, everyone is cool. What's cool? You do mitzvahs and do halacha. That's what's cool. The guys want to be cool, so they're shoes with this guy. Come on. You know what I mean? The mayor. If you want to be unofficial mayor, you know, then you know what I mean? Shoes with this guy. Because you need to get his votes, right? But you know, that believe me, if it was the real mayor, he wouldn't be doing it during prayer time, right? I'm just wondering, Lahab Yolelef Abdullahs, in the Avodah Zarah, like in churches and stuff, do they talk? I would imagine not, no? That's such a Chil Hashem, don't you think? You take that perspective? I never even thought about it until this morning, well, I would imagine they don't talk, right, in their services, right? Sunday morning when they go, I would imagine they don't, no? How much worse than we talk? I mean, this is the industry. King of Kings, it's our religion, yes, you know. So it's hard too, because as a rav, you don't want to embarrass anybody either, you know. And the shush, you don't want to shush, yeah, shush, and the noise guys, you know. You don't want to alienate anyone, so it's a hard balance. But if I have to do it, I'll go like this, you know, but I don't look at anyone. You need to look at someone that gets sensitive. Oh, rav, why are you looking at me? I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't looking at you. I was looking behind you. You know? It's a hard balance. But, you know, as Bachman, you have to, if you train yourself, you get in that habit of not talking to people. Talking to the Kaddish, not right. You shouldn't be talking to the Kaddish. Disrespectful to the guy who's saying Kaddish also. It's Amazon. Okay, let's break here. Let me go photocopy the money. I'm going to tell you this. We're going to go by 30.